Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we learned that it is the responsibility of Christians to exhort fellow Christians unto love and good works. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 tells us that we are to exhort one another unto love and good works. And that is good news. We should do it daily, exhorting one another unto love and good works, and doing it daily. My friend, can you look over just the past month and say that you exhorted others, brothers and sisters in Christ, you exhorted them unto love, and you exhorted them unto good works? If not, you're missing out on part of the ministry that God would have you to be doing. The word but, the first word of this verse, in verse 6 of our text, is a contrast from what is in verses 3 through 5. We find here that the apostle is rejoicing, although his afflictions, tribulations, trials, and troubles continue. You see, when you allow the Holy Spirit to have full sway, and not to have your own will, but to have His will, then you'll find that you can rejoice. Too often, the happy face the world sees from the Christian is only the yellow face on a track. Or it's a carnal Christian when he's happy with the world's joy. Now, as Christians, be happy in Jesus, but be angry at sin. Now, he has come to the apostle, this man Timothy, with good news. But what is the good news that was received, the good tidings that was received from that church? Well, it's about their faith and charity that the church at Thessalonica had. Charity is looking at agape love. That's the highest form of love, and it's capable only by Christians. Unsaved are not capable of this. Christians are only capable when they're submitted to God and they allow God to love through them. And these people at Thessalonica were doing that, and that brought joy. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, we read, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." It's interesting that back during the early church, the historian Tertullian tells us that Caesar was putting many of these Christians to death. And yet he couldn't understand why their numbers were growing when he was putting them to death. And so he had men dress up as spies, basically, and come into these church services and find out what's going on. And Tertullian reported that when they reported back to Caesar, they said, "This is a strange group. They don't have any images." Well, their religions taught them to have images. It's interesting, the last time I was in Israel, I noticed that there were a lot of churches, Catholic churches, Greek Orthodox churches, and others, and they have a lot of images, whether it's of Mary or angels or Jesus or what have you, things strictly forbidden by the Word of God. But nonetheless, there was a lot of images there. Well, that's the way it was back in that day. And many images were just a part of life in that culture. And so these spies reported they don't have any images. And they talk about a man called Jesus who is not there, but they expect him at any time. And oh, how they love him. And how they love one another. Now, my friend, if an unsaved spy comes to your church, would he be able to say that if he meets you and say, oh, how he loves Jesus. And oh, how they love one another. Well, that was the command in John 13:34-35, that we were to love one another. Now, it's called a new commandment. People say, well, that's not new. Even the Old Testament said to love your neighbor as yourself. But my friend, it is a new commandment. The Old Testament said, as yourself. But the new commandment is to love one another as Christ loved us. Oh, Christ's love for us is more intense than even the love we have for ourselves. And that's the love wherewith we are to love one another. And so John 13:34-35 was actually the testimony of many of those Christians and churches of the first century. My friend, each of you listening to my voice that are in Christ, you should strive to make that the testimony of your local church. My daughter was in the hospital for 6 weeks. 5 of those weeks, she was in ICU. They didn't know if she would live. Doctors told me that whole 5 weeks, it's 50-50. The outlook was not very good. Now, with the exception of one night, in that 5 week period, I slept in that hospital on chairs, hard chairs, sofas, and whatever I could each night. Most nights, I was wakened every 2 hours to go into the ICU to talk to my daughter. Now, I use that illustration to say that that's the commitment of a father's love, and that's the love that most of you fathers that may be listening would have for your daughter. But a mother's love also was expressed as my wife looked after my daughter's 4 children, one of those a newborn. And she watched after those children for so much of the time, and actually had a lot of the harder work to do. But a mother's love does that. And that is the kind of commitment we need for one another. Love that puts itself out for the need of another. I believe one of the reasons we do not have true revival in this country is that God's people are so often unwilling to give up time, whether it's in a hobby, TV, sports, what have you. And they won't give those things up in order to give themselves unto watchings, that is, staying awake to pray, and fastings, abstaining from food in order to pray and seek the face of God. You see, some things only call for an inconvenience at times. Whereas agape love will call for a true commitment. Now, he also mentions faith. It was even mentioned before agape in this passage, so Paul would know they had not departed from it. Because there were many false teachers. And that threat was there that false teachers may infiltrate the church. We need to understand, faith is the practice of Bible doctrine. That is, it is obedience to the Word of God. Now, I'm glad that here in our text, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 6, that it is phrased faith and charity. Because obedient and strong stands without compromise on the Word of God is never divorced from agape if it's right. Now, understand, my friend, what we're saying. Sometimes we have to take a strong stand on something. And our obedience to the Lord, to His Word, goes against the grain of modern religion, let alone modern man. And because we have to stand and be firm, often that's misinterpreted as there's no love. But my friend, we take that stand because we do love. Have you ever seen a mother grab a child that was maybe 2 to 3 years old that starts headed towards the road, and she scolds him? She may even slap his backside and put her finger in his face and tell him, no, 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 don't go to that road. Never go to that road. Now, she's very strong, she's very adamant, and very forceful. But what is behind all of that? It's the love in her heart for her child. Now, these people had good remembrance of Paul. Sometimes the Holy Spirit likes to show us that there are others who are faithfully contending for the faith. And it's such a joy to know that your labor with soul winning and discipleship was not in vain. And so the apostle, along with the rest of the mission team who had ministered in Thessalonica, they are rejoicing. And why? Because of the good tidings of the faith and charity of the church they founded in Thessalonica. But that takes us to a second T in getting teed up for Christ, and that is testimony. They had a good testimony. We read in 1 Thessalonians 3:7, "Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith." Now, they were comforted, and they needed comforting. Now, it's good when you can be a comfort to others. In 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4, we read, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." In other words, you go through trials and tribulations, you seek the face of the Lord, and He gives you comfort. And you're in a position to help someone else who goes through a similar trial. You'll find out later in that same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that this mission team was despairing even of life. And so, boy, the encouragement was really needed. And testimony will often encourage another one's heart. So although their affliction and their distress is great, the Holy Spirit of God uses this news from the church at Thessalonica to comfort and sustain the mission team. When there is someone that you've led to Christ, and then you disciple them, and they grow in the right faith, the right doctrine, the right practice. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.